Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we celebrate the Constitution with Mary Webster. She's the translator and editor of the Federalist Papers. Plus, we'll have Mark Towle, an instructor at Reed High School, talking about his constitutional duties, and producer Samantha Stone. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
And our 2010 TV spot, we wow them with stuff they don't need. Like a year's supply of fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
On Harry Reid's watch, Nevada's unemployment rate has shot past 14%, highest in the country. Our foreclosure rate is highest in the nation. Home values have dropped almost 50%. Those aren't just numbers. They're people who've lost their jobs, families who've lost their homes. Harry Reid's dragged Nevada down to perhaps its lowest point ever. And he wants to call me an extremist? I'm Sharon Engel, and I approve this message.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Verdin, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Mary Webster. She is the editor of the Federalist Papers, Modern English Edition. Pleasure to have you on the program, Mary.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's start out with the most basic question. What are the Federalist Papers?
Well, the Constitutional Convention was held in the summer of 1787 in Philadelphia. And as soon as it was signed on September 12th, everybody went home to get the states to ratify it. The Federalist Papers were a series of newspaper articles in New York State to encourage the voters in New York to ratify the new Constitution. And so these are the explanation, the very first explanation of the Constitution. So this is the interpretation of the people who wrote it and who ratified it.
Okay, now there were 85 of these altogether, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to get back to this, but one of the things that I find interesting is in your books, you translated the Federalist Papers. They were written in English. Why did you have to translate them?
Anybody who's ever tried to read them has discovered that the writing style is truly dreadful. They use very, very long sentences, so it's hard to remember what the author was talking about by the end of the time. By the time you get the end of the sentence, so I had trouble reading them, and I thought, I think I'll see if I can't break this down and figure out what they're saying. Now, what surprised me was the writing style's terrible. The ideas in them are absolutely revolutionary. They are just compelling. And so now anyone can read it as if it were a current day editorial.
All right. Without being rude, it's basically the Federalist Papers for Dummies.
Well, it is this edition, my second edition, is 10th grade reading level. Stephen King is 4th grade reading level. So it's still smart dummies. Smart dummies, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Who wrote the Federalist Papers?
Well,
because when they were published, it was in secret, correct?
It is. They were written anonymously, and in my books, I never put any names in it whatsoever. We think that Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay, who was the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, wrote them. That's what we believe. I don't care who wrote them. They were written anonymously, and there's a process in writing where there's an inspiration that comes. And what I discovered much, much after first starting to study this, I've been studying these since 1994.
Yeah, 16 years.
Yes. And what I discovered is the authors don't necessarily believe what's in the papers. But what's in the papers is brilliant. It's great psychology.
Okay, why do you think that they didn't believe what they were writing when they were trying to convince the people of New York to ratify this?
Inspiration. I do believe that there are inspired writings. And the Federalist Papers and the Constitution are two of those. Because unlike the Federalist Papers, I assumed when I started reading these, I hadn't read the Constitution in many years. I assume the Constitution must be very nuanced and ambiguous, because why did people have such trouble interpreting it? Unlike the Federalist Papers, the Constitution's clear as a bell. And basically all the Federalist Papers do say in 85 papers is the Constitution means exactly what it says. And so that inspiration hits, and I've had it happen to me. I'll be writing, and stuff comes out, and I just go, wow. And I do believe that's what happened with a lot of these.
All right, let's take a break. More on this fascinating topic with Merriam-Webster when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sharon Angle's new attack ad. More crazy talk and outright lies. This fence, it's Harry Reid who got 400 miles of new barriers, 4,000 new border agents, drones, even the National Guard. And Reid never has and never will support Social Security for illegal immigrants. He wrote the bill opposing it. Remember, it's Sharon Angle who says she'd wipe out Social Security and Medicare, and Harry Reid who's protecting it for Americans.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to BluefieldPrep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Grimes. I specialize in alternative treatment for chronic pain. This treatment stimulates the body to repair damaged, painful areas. This is a non-surgical and permanent treatment for chronic pain. Every year, thousands and thousands of patients go through painful, ineffective surgeries. Think about that. Why go through a major operation when a simpler treatment can solve your pain issues? Call Pinnacle Pain Medicine at 841-7246 for an appointment.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Release. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my Home Equity Release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers Home Equity Release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Mark Towle. He is an instructor at Reed High School, teaches the Constitution along with Samantha Stone here, who is the producer of our Constitution Project, which we'll get to in just a moment. We're celebrating Constitution Day. And what excites you about teaching the Constitution?
That the students can discover over the course of the year, not just on one day, but through a year-long process, that they have a role in it, that they're a part of what we call this social contract, and that they can discover for themselves their meaning of that, what their duties, obligations, responsibilities are, and also a critical eye with a look at government and our community, national and local levels, and see what they expect. So there's these two sides to the to this contract that I get excited about helping them discover, that you don't just move through life without any understanding here of these two sides of the contract. So that's Constitution Day is one day where we take a really specific look and kind of celebrate it in different ways, but my excitement comes from the process over time that hopefully plants these seeds that continue to move through their life.
What over the years, what's the some of the biggest surprises you've had from the kids as they start to understand this document?
The biggest surprises are their ability, even at a relatively immature young age, to make pretty good connections and have great success with it, especially with the We the People class that I teach. They are so impressive that often coaches, local community leaders that I have come in to help and ask them questions, they're blown away. And people who have been through law school say, you guys understand more than I did coming out of law school. And so I guess that's most impressive, is that if they really choose and are committed and have that personal buy-in, then they can achieve it really quite high levels and understand very complicated concepts that Supreme Court justices struggle over. And it's true, they can, but it takes quite a commitment.
I had a chance to come in and observe your class, and the We the People class specifically, that's, you teach government all day long, but you do have the We the People track program. It's a special program. Why don't you just take a moment and explain why that class is special? What's special about it?
It's special because there are 435 congressional districts around the country that all hold a competition, roughly somewhere in the beginning of December. And the winners from those go to state competitions all around the country. And you have 50 state champions that compete in Washington, D.C. every year, approximately the end of April. And so that competition at the state and national level is quite a carrot. These are motivated students, but they would love to compete with the 49 other state champions. And so it's quite an intense program where we hold a lot of meetings outside of class. It's not just a regular government class. It's extracurricular in that we have social gatherings to do team building. We have some evening practices and after school, and so it's diving in to a much greater extent than going through the regular government curriculum. So these students are working hard, meeting together, not always with me, but with other people who help me with this program.
And when they compete, what is it they're competing on? What is the basis of the competition?
The Constitution is broken up into six different units of study. Unit one deals with the philosophical and historical foundations of our political system, all the way up through Bill of Rights, the three branches, the 14th Amendment, evolving equality, and the unit six ultimately is what does it mean to be a citizen, basically, and what are the greatest challenges facing America in the 21st century. So it's broken up into six units, there's six groups of kids, and they each have their focus, and then we have a simulated congressional hearing where they sit as a group of three or four students, six groups, each go separately, present their testimony as if they are expert witnesses presenting to members of Congress. The judges who help out at our competitions and at our practices are the members of Congress, ask them follow-up questions. They're expected to be able to answer those follow-up questions with some conviction, clarity, and hopefully some good evidence, examples to explain their positions, Supreme Court cases, quotes, historical and current events.
I wanted to go back to Merriam-Webster because you actually use her books as part of your teaching process. She's an amazing woman.
Oh, yeah. I don't know a lot about her, but I appreciate her efforts with the Federalist Papers in Modern Language indexed for today's political issues. And so, of course, there are these 85 essays written by Madison, Hamilton, and Jay that explain so much about the why of these 4,400 words in the Constitution, which is pretty short, gives us all this rich dialogue about the original intent. And so my students absolutely use the Federalist Papers quite a bit. However, her efforts have made it a lot more accessible. So often they'll go to the modern language to understand it better initially, but then if they want to quote them in a paper or verbally in follow-up questions, then they'll need to go to the actual Federalist Papers. And that's good, too, to see the real documents. But she has bridged that gap because of the old language and writing style.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. One of the things that she talked to me about was she felt that there was divine inspiration in putting together the Federalist Papers. What do you think about that?
Divine inspiration?
Yeah.
For Madison, Hamilton, and mm-hmm. Jay, that yeah. they were divinely inspired as they wrote these?
Right.
I would say to the extent that divine inspiration comes from our capacity to reason at extremely high levels and go to kind of another place of lofty expression and truths that are eternal about human nature, and then expressing the best way to organize together given that. I mean, I've never thought about that. I've never heard anyone say that they were divinely inspired, but I think that with all of our differences in terms of faith, we can, I think, celebrate some version of that.
Right.
I could imagine. I don't know anything specifically, though, of them saying, I received this revelation and wrote it out as if it's scripture, but...
No, she believes that, but I thought it was an interesting thing. I want to get your take on it. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And more on Constitution Day when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
We've been in business for over 100 years, and that's a lot of milk. Federal regulations were driving us out of business. There was a lot of worry in the faces of our employees. Because of Senator Reid, we continue to stay in business. He really came through for us.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
On the next face-to-face, the attorney for the man killed by police at a Las Vegas Costco is asking a judge to force Metro to tip its hand for next week's inquest. We'll hear from attorney Ross Goodman on the next face-to-face.
If you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma or any other asbestos-related cancer, call now. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer, one of many linked to asbestos exposure. Exposure to asbestos in mills, shipyards, or in the heating, construction, and automotive industries may have put you at risk. Secondhand exposure to people close to you may have also resulted in mesothelioma. Please don't wait.
Call 1-800-893-7993. That's 1-800-893-7993. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson for James Sokolov, Wellesley, Mass.
Get a jump on today's news every weekday morning. Our team looks forward to the day's events so you know what to expect.
Time to get a jump on today's news. It's a story that's been developing for the
Wake up with News 4 in the morning to get a jump on the day's news.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mark Towle. He's an instructor on the Constitution and government issues at Reed High School in Northern Nevada, along with Samantha Stone, our producer. And one of the reasons that we wanted to have you come on today was to talk about a project that our nonprofit is doing, Nevada Newsmakers Outreach, which is a 15-part series on the United States Constitution that came about because we had discussions with all the different education groups in the state, from the university level, high school level, etc., to talk about if we were to do a project for as a nonprofit, what would everybody want? And they all said we'd love to have a series on the U.S. Constitution because nothing has been updated in so long. So Clay Jenkinson, the presidential historian, is part of this project along with myself, and Samantha Stone is the producer. And I'm going to hand it over to Samantha to talk a little bit more about this.
Well, as you well know, because you were kind enough to invite us into your classroom earlier this year, we wanted to infuse the conversation that Clay and Sam were having about constitutional principles with some other faces, fresh young faces, and we found them in your classroom, and we spent a couple of days shooting at Reed High, put together some tape to show to the outreach dinner that we have annually, and I'm hoping we can see a little piece of that now.
I believe our techno folks can roll that right away.
No, I do believe that we were found on Christian values, but I think as the nation has grown and after so many years that we have actually kind of moved away from it, and with having so many different cultures and religions in America today.
When we look at the Declaration of Independence, it does mention a higher being, a God, but it is anyone's God. It is what anyone believes in.
It says, "I pledge allegiance to the flag under which it stands, one nation under God." And the dollar bill, from the penny to the $100 bill, it says, "In God we trust." It doesn't say a God. It doesn't say Allah. It says God, capitalized G.
So as they say, bottom line, did the Founding Fathers want a religious nation or not?
The Constitution itself is silent on religion. No mention of God, no mention of religion. But in the First Amendment, there is the famous statement that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or the prohibition of religious sensibilities.
Those kids, they had a really good time.
They were very excited. They were first a little intimidated with the camera and mic right up in their face, and to just have normal discussion as they were used to having without that in the room. But they appreciated the chance to share their passion and the knowledge that they spent a lot of time gaining with a greater audience.
We're hoping that next Constitution Day, a year from now, we can have some of our full segments ready to go to make a splash in the classroom here, at least here in Washoe County, if not all over Northern Nevada. Mm-hmm. And my question for you, since this is a federally imposed day, you teach government all year long, from the first day of school to the end, but once a year, the feds say, we want you to teach the Constitution. So do you approach it any differently on this day?
Yes, I do make sure that the part of my curriculum that focuses specifically on that document, even though it's all under the umbrella of the Constitution in one way or another, that happens on this day. And so we do a scavenger hunt where they actually get into the text and find different things. Most of them have never of course, even looked at the Constitution. So we start with a scavenger hunt, then we have something called the Constitution Power Grab Game, where the class is split into three groups, and the two other groups are trying to, competing to see which one can be the first to stop the other group from a power grab, because they're the three branches of government. Won't get into the details of the game, but yes, we do specific...
I think we know that game.
Yeah. Well, we do specific activities that interact with the documents. So they're saying, no, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 says it's Congress's power to, rather than the president. And so, anyway, they compete back and forth, and of course, they like that. They have fun with the game.
All right, I mean, this is where we've got to wrap it up. We're hopeful by May of next year that we will actually have some of these programs into classrooms around the state. The idea is for us to donate the entire 15-part series to all the high schools and university systems across the state, and a lot of people are very excited about it. And if you're excited enough about it, you'd actually like to donate money towards the project, feel free to contact us at Nevada Newsmakers, and we'll be happy to take your cash. Thanks very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out, and happy Constitution Day.
Thank you.
At Bobby Page's Cleaners, you might not expect a longtime family business such as ours to be so progressive. But the truth is, we're committed to serving you with the finest equipment featuring the latest technology. In fact, our system is so advanced it will even send you a text message the moment your cleaning is ready. Bobby Page's Dry Cleaning and Shirt Laundry, where our approach to cleaning is state-of-the-art.
There's a new generation of pilots taking to the skies, and they're flying with more speed and skill than ever before. See this next generation face off against the old guard of air racing and some of the biggest legends to ever take to the skies over Reno. The 47th Annual Reno Air Races. 5 days of high-speed air racing, world-class air shows, and special performances by the Canadian Snowbirds. September 15th through the 19th at Reno Stead Airfield.
I am the next generation.
Imagine, you've been abused by your spouse. You get a restraining order and move your family to Nevada, thinking you're safe. In the state assembly, Sharon Angle voted to prevent restraining orders from other states from being enforced in Nevada. It would have made Nevada a safe haven for domestic abusers. Thankfully, other legislators weren't so extreme because Sharon Angle sided with the abuser, not the abused.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Click over to MyNews4.com to get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Get customized weather forecasts for your neighborhood and check the traffic for your drive to work. Meet the News 4 team, browse for jobs, and watch your favorite NBC shows. Check out the latest sports scores and headlines. Only MyNews4.com brings you all the news that you want to see.
What a lineup on our broadcast next week. Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will be here. Dr. Joe Heck running against Dean DeTitus in CD3. Assembly Majority Leader John Oseguera and Alfredo Alonso. We'll see you next week.